You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Music Helps this morning. We've got Damien Vaughan from Music Helps in the studio. Kia ora, Damien. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thank
so
you
nice to have me. You in here. We were just chatting off here last time. I think I saw you was the big quiz in celebration and support of Music Helps, which was very awesome down at the Tuning Fork. Very competitive.
Highly competitive. It was a room full of very knowledgeable music people, especially on New Zealand music. So, yeah, it was interesting to see. Good turnout, though. We had 25 tables, so that's, I think, the biggest quiz we've ever had. So, yeah, very stoked to have that happen.
Super awesome. We are on the final day of New Zealand Music Month. Feels like a good time to check in with Music Helps and what you guys do as an organisation. You've been supporting people in the community through a variety of ways for quite some time now. For people who maybe have not heard of you guys before, though, what is the kaupapa of Music Helps? What do you do?
Yeah, sure. So we are the industry charity, I suppose, the music industry charity, and we're supported by almost all facets of the music industry, financially, but also in kind as well. We are multifaceted, two things we do. The first of which is we support people in the music industry that might be facing struggles or financial challenges or hardships or illness through a variety of ways. One is a counselling service, which is confidential and anonymous, available 24/7 online, on the phone, in person if required, and we can offer that mental well-being support through that. We also offer a financial hardship grant if needed for people within the music industry, and that doesn't mean just artists, it's anyone who makes a living from working in the music industry. So it could be crew, it could be radio people, it could be anyone who works in music and derives that living from music. So we offer emergency hardship grants as well if required, and that's also anonymized and confidential.
That's awesome.
So anyone can apply for that. So that's our kind of music industry focused support that we offer, and we've been going for since 2012, I think, so 11 years now.
Wow.
Offering that. And we've been offering those types of services to the industry for about 6 or 7 years. So we're very, we're honoured to be able to do that on behalf of the industry.
It's something that I know a lot of people have found so helpful, the counselling service, and for lots of reasons. It's a really, I mean, it's a sticky industry. It's a precarious industry. People do it because they love it, and it's really nice to know that there are people there who can support them with whatever that, you know, is needed at a particularly hard time, or just sort of going through the normal motions of life, you know, which can be a wee bit up and down anyway. You also have another sort of branch to Music Helps. Tell us a bit about this.
So we have that part of what we do. And then the second part is we also are a foundation institution, I suppose. So we raise funds and then distribute small grants to other initiatives, projects, individuals, organisations that are using music to help and heal others. We distribute about 100, 150 grand to those kinds of organisations twice a year, and we give out, you know, between 5 and 10 grand to about, let's say, I think we did 14 grants in March. We do it twice a year. Some of those initiatives, they're quite wide-ranging, and they're all through the country, which is really cool. A lot of it is music therapy, music therapists. So we support the work of, for instance, Rokitaori Music Therapy, who are kind of the leaders in the space, but they also train music therapists and also offer those services to other people throughout the country. We also work with music initiatives or music programs that are kind of working with kids with disabilities or people who've got challenging circumstances, communities that are facing financial hardships as well. They're using music programs to help people. We've supported music programs in prisons and rehabilitation centers. So it's quite wide ranging, and it's all throughout the country, but it's for music programs that really improve the lives of people. Most of those initiatives are supporting maybe 10 people, but they could be supporting 1,000 people. But the net is wider when you include all their families and the impacts that they make in those communities.
Yeah.
So there's some really strong, solid organizations doing wonderful things in communities, and it's great. And so we're music's at its core, but it's really helping people.
Totally.
That's what it's all about.
That kind of circle of reciprocity is a really lovely thing. That's so at the heart of what you guys do. And I think that people maybe listening who have heard about you before haven't accessed some of the resources you've got, or maybe this is the first time that they've heard about Music Helps and they know a group that might be really great for applying for that type of funding. What's the way to get in touch with you guys? How do people sort of I guess open the door to discovering what Music Helps has to offer and can support through?
Yeah. If you're an organization or an individual doing those kinds of things, yes, you can apply for one of the grants. We assess them. We do two grant rounds a year, one in March, one in September. So we're looking at for the September one right now. So please have a look at the website, musichelps.org.nz.
I think that's great. That sounds right.
So we were taking applications right now. So the process is all available online. We just need to know about what the type of initiative it is and kind of the impacts it has made already, or if it's something that's starting out, kind of what the hope is.
We do
fund things regularly. So there's repeat applicants, but there's also, we always do new ones each year as well. And we do like to try and aim to have a widespread throughout the country as well. So not
that's awesome.
Just in the main centres of Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, for instance, we try and spread it as much as we can. And we certainly do get lots of applications and interest from around the country, which is great to see that there's so many people out there doing great things with music and helping people who would not otherwise have exposure to music and kind of its positive properties that we all know and love.
Absolutely. And for practitioners and individuals in the industry who are like, oh, I could really do with chatting to someone at the moment, is that the same website to go find all the information about those counselling services and other things that you provide?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And there's also the 0508 Music Helps. It will you can go direct to someone who can help straight away. But information's on the website. I'd also be remiss if I didn't note that we're a few weeks ago, we launched a scholarship for one music therapist to study. So in conjunction with Rokitauri Music Therapy Centre, we're offering $8,000 for a music therapist to we will pay for the first year of study.
That's awesome.
Music therapy course. So applications open in August, I think. Yes, that's right. So please keep an eye on for that, and we'll make a note of it more at the time. But that's another way we're trying to make sure that kind of work that we're doing is encouraged, and people who may have interest in that space to have a different type of career in the music industry.
Totally. I think that's a really fantastic opportunity, and people should really be looking to apply to that one. When I heard it released, I was like, this is fantastic. I can think of 10 people who'd be amazing at this. And, I really hope that people get into that one, because that's really cool space to see supported. It is, as we said, the end of New Zealand Music Month, but much like us in the Student Radio Network, I know that New Zealand music is a year-round interest for you guys, but have you had any highlights from the month? Of course, New Zealand Music T-shirt Day, I was thinking about this the other week. Did you wear? I want to know.
I had multiple, because I had to do a few different things and I was trying to speak to different audiences. Yeah. So I wore Alien Weaponry in the morning,
nice.
Dudes in the afternoon, and I had Talia the next day.
Oh, so. Strong T-shirts all round.
So yeah, bit of metal and classic rock, and then some drum and bass at the end.
Excellent. all the big bases covered there. But any other moments, any favourite things across this month? It feels like a lovely time to turn the spotlight on the work that happens year round, eh?
Oh, absolutely, and always is. I mean, New Zealand Music Month is an institution. We all know and love it, but yes, we're speaking to the converted, I suppose, in the sense that we know it's all year round. T-shirt Day was a highlight for us. It's a fundraiser for us, but getting everyone involved in that day from all types of sectors is really, really good fun, and it's great to see everyone getting involved and wearing the most obscure T-shirt that you can find.
So it was very competitive up here. Everyone was like, this band, has anyone heard of this band?
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I saw the entire student radio network actually were highly competitive, so that's good to see. But yeah, I mean, you know, I know they're your competition, but the commercial networks were also quite good.
So yeah,
I was very impressed with that. Although I suppose the breadth of t-shirts wasn't as varied.
Wasn't as done in Sharpie as some of the t-shirts that came out of people's cupboards from the SRN. Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, Damien, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us about Music Helps this morning. We'll put the link to the website and all that information in the podcast for anyone who's wanting to track it down. Enjoy the rest of today, and we will talk to you again another time soon. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.